This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As of yesterday, the number of confirmed COVID cases in America surpassed 10 million. Let's rest on that for a second, which brings us back to the scientific nationwide survey we did in the weeks prior to the election. Among the many findings was this showstopper. We asked people how much they worried about COVID-19, a lot, a little, or not at all. The Marketplace Edison Research poll found that 17% of people said they don't worry about the virus at all. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab spoke to people who feel this way.
Gina Huff in Southside, Tennessee, is starting to avoid her TV, especially the news.
Sometimes I hear it and I just turn it because it's just like, okay, get over it already.
She means get over COVID.
Just seems like every day, all day, that's what you hear.
Huff admits she's a bit of a media skeptic, though she's not a virus skeptic. She wears a mask in public and takes precautions at work. But she says she's relaxed a lot. She's even traveled to visit her kids. She's just not so worried anymore.
I guess faith is the reason I feel that way. If God wants me, he's taking me.
Like Huff, lots of people are finding ways to cope and worry a little less about the virus. Because after months of information overload, closings and reopenings, a recession, and so much death, COVID-19 has given way to COVID fatigue, says Shannon Suo. She's a health sciences professor at UC Davis.
And it speaks to an issue with human physiology, that we can only stay on alert for so long, and we sort of poop out.
Suo says at the beginning of the pandemic, people were running on adrenaline, hyper aware of anything that could put them at risk. But we're not wired to stay in a state of fight or flight for this long.
So the complacency is real, but the complacency is dangerous. And the key to this is moderation, because this is a marathon. Arguably, it's an ultra marathon.
Suo says it's important to stay vigilant about the key things: masks, hand washing, and social distancing. Tony Burdett, who's 64 and lives in Sealy, Texas, has that down.
When we go outside, mask on, wash our hands. We got all the chemicals and everything else. Plus, we didn't go around people that we felt were taking excessive chances.
Burdett and his wife have formed a social bubble with friends, and he says he's not worried about getting the virus, even though he knows 7 people who've died from it. Because he says he knows more now about how to protect himself than he did in March. Plus, he's armed with something he says he picked up during his military career.
I have patience. I've learned to have patience.
And given where things are headed, he's going to need it. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.